Welcome back to Ravens Report as we sit down and talk with number 27, Ravens running back Ray Rice. Ray, great to visit with you.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Hey, in your career, and you've got some numbers, 42 games in your career, you've had more than 100 yards from scrimmage, but only one this year. To my read, that means you are hungry and ready and overdue for an explosion here in the second half of the season.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. I mean, to come back off bye week, having to play through something different than I'm normally, you know, dealing with this year and having to play through some pain and, you know, things that I knew I was going to get better week by week. But to be at full strength again and knowing the capability of what I can do for this offense, you know, really excites me because, you know, I'm not a dinosaur in NFL. I'm only 26 years old and, you know, I got a lot of juice left in the tank and I'm really, you know, excited to go out there. You know, make plays.
But because of the position you play, how irritating was it to hear people, especially on the national stage, to say, well, you know, he might be done. You know, yeah. Come on, you haven't had many injuries. You go down with a hip flexor injury, and all of a sudden people are starting to write you off a little bit. You heard that, didn't you?
I've heard that my whole life. You know, I've been written off before. I've been told I wasn't fast enough, wasn't strong enough. I've been told everything. So, you know, just to hear a little bit of criticism, you know, kind of, you know, it inspires me in a way.
And does it make you look forward to that point in the game, maybe even this game on Sunday, when you can put a move on a defender and you realize, oh, he thought he was going to write me off too?
It excites me for the, you know, last eight games of the season. Now, regardless of what happened, you know, the first eight games, you know, I knew where I was at. And now I know where I'm going. And, you know, it's one of them situations where, you know, I trusted myself, trusted my instincts. And I knew when I was playing through my injury that where I would be effective at. You know, it's part of being a pro. You know, if you're playing through something, then, you know, you have to go out there and be at your best. But I knew in pass protection I was going to be strong. I knew when I played against Miami and I had the two touchdowns that, you know, if it was a goal line situation, I'd be able to plow through and get in. You know, and after the Pittsburgh game, I definitely felt like I was turning the curve.
Because you have had to overcome odds throughout your entire life, your entire career, and this season as well, and you've heard the criticism, not just for you, but for the running game, which has struggled at times. How much do you draw strength from that, knowing that there's still a lot of football season left, and you know what success looks like for this team, not just in the past, but in the future?
Well, you know, part of that, you know, is just keeping the guys encouraged. You know, if you think about where we're at, you know, we didn't lose games by many, many points. And
three losses by 8 points.
See, and if you flip those into wins, we'll be talking about the Ravens are in, you know, Super Bowl contending form, you know, where we would still be saying the same things we have to work on. We have to work on situations every day in practice. So we're just in an odd situation where, you know, the things didn't shape out the way we wanted them to, but, you know, we're getting them corrected and we're out there working hard. So, you know, I think the future is bright for this team. You know, we got a bunch of young guys mixed with veterans, and we're all working very hard.
You also know how to play hard. And by that, I don't just mean play the game of football. You have a play ethic, and I mean that as a compliment. You're a guy who always has a grin on his face around the facility, the team playing, the practice field, and pregame. And every time I look down on the field of pregame, when things are wrapping up, there you are with the defensive lineman. Now, some coaches would say, that guy's jerking around. But you're not jerking around. It's almost like a team-building thing. Take us through the evolution of how you wound up pregame with the defensive lineman and why that's become so magical.
You know what? I feel like certain ways you build a team, you build your team around your offensive line and defensive line. But it goes back to my childhood days. My first position in football was nose guard.
You know, I say that. Wow, things have changed.
Yeah, things have changed. But you know what? I feel like, you know, I'm part of them when I'm warming up with them. And I feel like if I can get dirty in the trenches at running back, you know, I'll fit in with them guys. It's just, you know, a mind over matter thing. I feel like, you know, at that time when I'm warming up with them, I'm just as big as them guys. You know, it puts me in a position where I just remember, you know, my first position in Pop Warner football, my coach lined me up and said, you're going to be a nose guard. I didn't know what the position was. I didn't know what I had to do. But all I know was I had to make tackles and get after the quarterback. And that's the same mentality I took to running back. You know,
When you chest bump with Arthur Jones in pregame, does it remind you that I'm not a nose guard anymore?
Oh, yeah, it definitely reminds me. I'm not a nose guard anymore. But me and Art had our battles, and I just tell him, man, we always remind each other, man, look where we came from. You know, I remember playing in an all-star game with Arthur Jones in high school and being on a recruiting visit to Syracuse and having to face him in the Big East throughout my whole, you know, college career. So for us to be on the same team, known each other since high school, you know, we always, you know, make it a memorable moment to, you know, we here now, let's do this thing together.
You know, quarterbacks go through this. When Joe Flacco's playing Aaron Rodgers or when he's playing Tom Brady, we talk about the quarterback matchup. This week, you're playing in a running back matchup against a guy who was somewhat of a mentor for you when you first came into the league in Willis McGahee. How much of that motivates you to, I don't want to say it made me outshine, but just to show Willis how far you've come in a game where the running game's going to matter on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, man, you know what? Willis, I've always admired him. Number one, for being a mentor to me, you know, even being here and, you know, me getting a starting job, he just embraced his role. And, you know, for a guy like that as a veteran, I mean, he could have took it tough, but he took it as an opportunity for me. But he still knew he had a lot of football left in him. So he went to Denver, you know, had a great career in Denver. You know, obviously he had an injury, but, you know, for him to keep battling back the way he is and, you know, remain in shape, and to go out there and still have the burst and explosion is really pretty remarkable for a guy, you know, how we get talked about at running back. So I've always admired him, man. I told him, told my running back coach, it might be time for a group picture when we get out there just to, you know, remember the old times that we had here. But obviously, you know, I'm definitely going out there, try to get a win and, you know, shine a little bit.
Ray, you're a guy who has been able to shine more than just on the field as a Baltimore Raven. You have become an integral part of this community. A community you weren't born into. You probably didn't know that much about Baltimore, but here you are 6 years later. You're a guy who is beloved, not just because you're a great running back, but because of what you give back throughout the holiday season, throughout Thanksgiving, with the bullying campaign. How important has this community come to mean to you?
It's very important. You know, it's part of, you know, it honestly shaped me in a way where they don't even understand how they, our community here in Baltimore has affected me. It's made me a better father, it's made me a better person, and it's made me realize that, you know, a lot of times when you're giving, you usually, some people think it matters about the kind of money you make. It really has nothing to do with money. It has the time and effort you put into something that you really care about. And the Baltimore community is something I care about, bullying is something I care about. And when I'm out in the community, you know what, I'm not ashamed to say I feel like a normal person. You know, regardless of anything that's going on, I might be the football player. But underneath this helmet and shoulder pads and everything else, I'm just a normal guy that still has to go home and change diapers, still go home, I'm a kid. You know, and I just bring that same attitude to the community. So to see that, you know, I work hard for what I've, you know, what I've been blessed to have. But at the same time, you know, it feels good to know that you can give it and it comes from the heart.
Well, here's hoping the hard work pays off this Sunday in Cleveland.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're back to wrap it up right after this.